Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I'm grateful to the Special Rapporteur for his explanation. But I have to say that the mere fact that Mr. Fortu and myself are seeing some difficulties suggests that there's something problematic with the text. I say this because, of course, it is possible that when one looks, when one reads paragraph 34, part of the confusion could be that the Special Rapporteur is quoting text from Article 33 itself, the element of seeking a solution, which in the context of Article 33 of the Charter actually imposes an obligation for the parties, right, the states that are in dispute, to find a solution. So here, by bringing that language in and then saying, as Article 33 of the Charter, it's also clear that such a provision found in the draft guideline entitled use of terms does not lead to an obligation. Why is there a question of an obligation? We're borrowing, so maybe we need to just rephrase the text, because if we want to underline, for example, that what we're really doing here is borrowing from the means of dispute settlement and only that, then maybe we could say, insert the word various just after the word list. So because draft guideline 2 subparagraph C lists and add various means of dispute settlement and does not contain an obligation to seek a solution. I would not put the seek a solution in quotation marks, because that reference is not helpful here. I see the rapporteur is reacting, so I'll stop there. It was an additional point of a possible fix, where then if it continues as does Article 33 of the Charter, it is also clear that such a provision in the context of this draft guidelines, then for me that would be clear what we're saying, that would be more in line with what he's explaining. Thank you very much.